Albert Hirschman was born in Berlin in 1915. He's a multifaceted economist who's had an influence on a lot of fields and also a number of other disciplines, including political science and sociology. But much of his early work was in development economics, an area where he still remains influential. Hirschman promoted the idea of unbalanced growth, which of course you can think of as a response to Ragnar Nurkse's idea of balanced growth. For Hirschman, it was fine and indeed desirable if a small number of sectors of an economy would race ahead of all the others. He had a general view that it was important to get as much done as possible when it comes to the process of growth, even if this meant considerable unbalance along the way. Hirschman also argued it was desirable if the growing sectors had as many backward and forward linkages as possible, so eventually they could drag along and pull along other sectors in this process of economic growth. Hirschman's work generally consists of interesting insights rather than formal models. For instance, in his book, Strategy of Economic Development, here's a sentence I really enjoyed. It goes, "It is one of the paradoxes of development that poor countries cannot always afford to be economical." Paul Krugman wrote a famous critique of Hirschman and some of the other development economists of his time. It's online. It's called Fall and Rise of Development Economics. And Krugman sets up this tension between writers who have verbal insights and writers who build formal models. Krugman at that time sided with the model builders. Hirschman thought it was sometimes fruitful to look at development as in a kind of learning view, so he analogized economic development to someone who, in a fit of enthusiasm, decides to learn a foreign language, doesn't realize nearly how hard it's going to be, but maybe eventually they get to the point where it becomes easier and easier, and so they succeed in learning the language, even though along the way there are lots of fits and stumbles and greater problems than maybe they had foreseen. In his view, this analogy argues for some forcing of the pace in early stages of development, to overcome the resistance to development when that resistance is strongest and to get upon this easier track. Hirschman also wrote a famous book called Exit, Voice, and Loyalty, and one of the contributions of this book was to talk about how individuals operating at a local level or through community organizations can exercise their voice or their right to complain or their right to participate to improve economic efficiency. So not everything in the world revolves around traditional economic competition. It's now standard in development analyses to look at local community organizations and ask whether they in fact offer sufficient opportunities for people to exercise their right of voice in a useful way.